William Eustace, Esquire, Member of Congress, Washington, Canton, February 20th, 1804. Sir, Mrs. Deborah Gannett of Sharon informs me that she has enclosed to your care a petition to Congress in favor of her. My works for manufacturing of copper being at Canton, but a short distance from the neighborhood where she lives, I have been induced to inquire her situation and character since she quitted the male habit and soldier's uniform for the more decent apparel of her own sex, and since she has been married and become a mother. Humanity and justice obliges me to say that every person with whom I have conversed about her, and it is not a few, speak of her as a woman of handsome talents, good morals, a dutiful wife, and an affectionate parent. She is now much out of health. She has several children. Her husband is a good sort of man, though of small force in business. They have a few acres of poor land which they cultivate, but they are really poor. She told me she had no doubt that her ill health is in consequence of her being exposed when she did a soldier's duty, and that while in the army, she was wounded. We commonly form our idea of the person whom we hear spoken of, whom we have never seen, according as their actions are described. When I heard her spoken of as a soldier, I formed the idea of a tall, masculine female who had a small share of understanding, without education, and one of the meanest of her sex. When I saw and discoursed with, I was agreeably surprised to find a small, effeminate, and conversable woman whose education entitled her to a better situation in life. I have no doubt your humanity will prompt you to do all in your power to get her some relief. I think her case much more deserving than hundreds to whom Congress have been generous. I am, sir, with esteem and respect, your humble servant, Paul Revere.